Here's hoping you are warm and well and rested. Thanks for being with us. This is a Friday edition of Ozarks at Large. Earlier this month, the Walton Family Foundation hosted a three-day virtual conference about the organization's five-year strategy for working with people, communities, and organizations the foundation works with toward solving challenges. The conference covered many of the topics the foundation has paid particular interest in: the environment, K-12 education, and the home regions of the Arkansas-Mississippi Delta and Northwest Arkansas. One of the panels included at the conference was dedicated to Northwest Arkansas's growth and diversity, and why making sure more voices are heard as the region is expected to continue to grow. I moderated that panel, and over the next few episodes of our show, we'll hear some of the comments from the panelists: Benton County Judge Barry Mooring, Melissa Leilon, Executive Director of Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, Rafael Rios, the founder and executive chef at Yiyo's Hospitality Group, and Allison Esposito, the executive director of the arts supporting organization CASH. Today, we'll hear from Melissa and Judge Mooring, and we'll hear from Allison and Rafael next week on our show. I asked Judge Mooring about what he thinks the region has done correctly to be more inclusive and what the region could do better. He says he moved to this area with his wife to work with Walmart, and he didn't expect to stay beyond about 5 years.
This is such a more desirable place than even it was back then. The changes have been astounding and almost completely positive changes. A lot of the things that have happened here have happened because communities like ours around the country, but particularly this community, as we have become more diverse, if you see the diversity and the multicultural numbers grow, you've seen our prosperity grow. And I don't think that's by accident. I think there's a very good relationship between those two. And the best communities around the country are experiencing that as well. We have a much broader economy than when I moved here. I moved here to work for Walmart, which is pretty much why everybody moved here 20 years ago, or to work for a supplier of Walmart. And there's not a darn thing wrong with that. We all love that. But boy, our economy is so much more broad and diverse than that now than it used to be. So that's become a real strength of ours. I think there's a much stronger sense of entrepreneurship here than there used to be. You see lots of new business. You see lots of people trying new things here, which is terrific. We have a much wider array of cultural opportunities than before. And again, I think it's that influence that's come from around the United States, but also around the world, that has come right here to Northwest Arkansas. We have terrific amenities that we didn't have 20 years ago. And so we've done a lot of things right. There's no doubt that this community we're on all the top lists of desirability. And again, so I feel like we made a really great decision 20 years ago, not even knowing how great a decision it was to come here. From a government perspective, that actually, I don't want to say it makes governing easier, but in a way it does. Our tax base is strong. We're able to invest in infrastructure. We're able to invest in amenities. Bond programs pass here because people want to reinvest back in their community. They see what's happening. Even things like in the next iteration of parks here in Bentonville, there's going to be cricket fields here. I promise you, there aren't too many cities of 60,000 that are passing bond issues for cricket fields. And so those are terrific things that have happened. And at the county, we've been very happy to and pleased to be a part of that. But no, things are not perfect. You wanted me to talk about some things that we could do better. I think there's a few things that we could do better. And I think for a lot of people, 2020 exposed those. This year that's sort of in our rearview mirror, but not entirely yet. We had some things that have happened this last year that we know we need to work on. When COVID hit and the pandemic hit, it became readily apparent that a lot of us who were working in both state and local government needed to do a better job with some of the communities, the multicultural communities that were here. The Marshallese population, the Latinx population, they were devastated by COVID. And we needed to basically ramp up very quickly how we interacted with that community, how we communicated with that community. And it wasn't obviously just the county. A lot of folks had to refigure out, how do you provide healthcare in those areas? How do you talk to folks that frankly may not have been on your radar before? And so we had to do a lot better job there. I hate to say we'd be better prepared for the next pandemic, because I hope there's not another one for 100 years, but the fact is we will be better prepared for the next pandemic. So that was clearly a gap, is there are pockets of people in our community right here, right now, that we haven't been doing as good a job in communicating and outreaching to as we could have. The other one that was exposed was the racial underpinning that's in our community. It's there. And that was certainly exposed by the protests from June, by the, you know, the tragic murder of George Floyd and the resulting protests in Bentonville and the Bentonville Square. I was on top of the Benton County Courthouse when that played out, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I knew that from a local government perspective and from a leadership perspective, not just myself, but local mayors, we all needed to do a lot better job of understanding what were the underpinnings of that. And so we've been working on that the back half of last year as well. So I would say those are two areas where we definitely need to improve. And I think there's a lot of improvement to be made there.
Thank you very much, Judge. Appreciate the answer. Melissa, let me come to you. You, during your time in Northwest Arkansas, you've worked with private sector, public, nonprofit, bringing awareness and representation from the Marshallese community. I'm wondering how important, why it's important that public, private, nonprofit work together.
Yeah, well, first of all, I also want to share with our audience that I'm also a veteran. I spent 10 years in the armed forces. So commitment and serving the community is really something that I've always been trained and really love. I fall in love with. But the intersectionality among these different sectors, the public and the private and the nonprofit, just so important in terms of raising awareness, ensuring that the underserved communities, marginalized communities are at the table. First, I want to also say these are three pillars in the makeup of the fabric to a community. And they kind of, I always tell my staff, they're the makers or the breakers. Either they make the community and highlight their strength, or they break down the community. And they are a very vital component in responding to the economic and the health crisis that we're seeing. And I think we all have seen that in the COVID-19 pandemic. And the collaboration among these three entities are so crucial, even more so in responding to COVID-19. In the wake of a pandemic, our organization, and this is something, you know, this is an example that I'm using, you know, we use the data that we were seeing on the ground and really approach our legislators and let them know, hey, whatever policy that's preventing or barring Marshallese from accessing programs that they are paying into, we need to fix it now. Look at the death rate. The death rate here in Northwest Arkansas alone was over 50% at that time. I think that was like in May. So we really had to kind of look at new ways for us culturally, you know, doing the right action and ensuring that our legislators are aware of what's on the ground is kind of not like, it's not part of our culture. So we had to step out of, you know, the way we were looking at things and approach and make it very progressive, like a very a movement that would not only benefiting our people that we were serving, but also, you know, to me, it was an injustice that was done 25 years ago. You know, barring Marshallese from accessing things that they pay into 25 years ago was, to me, that was an injustice, and we all needed to fix it. And they saw that. I think there was a lot of understanding that there were a lot of health issues, but if anything, COVID-19 really elevated that. It highlighted all those underlying health issues and social issues as well, economic issues. So everything really, you know, unfortunately, we had to use the COVID-19. But also what we learned from that, the partnership and the collaboration among these three entities are very important. Yes, we were able to collect these data. But if it was not for funding that we were, you know, getting at that time from, you know, the Walton Foundation on our Endeavor Foundation at that time, or Arkansas Community Foundation, you know, it seemed like everyone really came together. And that was because we had a plan. We had a plan to ensure that the community in general understood where we were coming from.
Melissa Leilon is Executive Director of the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese. We also heard from Benton County Judge Barry Mooring. Their comments were made during a panel discussion devoted to Northwest Arkansas growth and inclusivity that I moderated earlier this month. The panel was part of a conference hosted virtually by the Walton Family Foundation. Also participating in that conversation that afternoon were Rafael Rios, the founder and executive chef at Yiyo's Hospitality Group, and Allison Esposito, executive director of the art-supporting organization CASH, based in Northwest Arkansas. We'll hear from both of them on editions of Ozarks at Large next week.